Welcome to Couples Becoming Intentional. I'm Carrie.
I am John.
And here at Couples Becoming Intentional, we want to equip you with different tools and resources so that you can live intentional lives with those that you love to leave a legacy that lasts. Welcome to this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. We're doing things a little bit differently tonight. It could be tonight when you're listening to this. So this is a topic that when you are having your next date night or when you are sitting down to have a conversation with your spouse, either at dinner or it's just, you know, the kids are asleep and you're lying in bed. This is a conversation I want you to bring up because this is what we're going to do right now. John had this great idea to do a flashback of what life was like 10 years ago. So we are backing up the train back to 2013, 10 years ago. And monumental things that happened in 2013, do you know? I know one right off the top of my head.
No.
The movie Frozen came out.
In 2013?
In 2013, Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh.
I don't know. Don't quote me on Thanksgiving weekend. But it came out in 2013.
What? Yes. Because I remember going seeing it my freshman year of college.
Did you see it in 2013? Because I didn't see it till 2014.
I saw it. It was super wintry. And I remember we saw it super late.
Were you at the Houghton Theater?
Yeah, I was in the Houghton Theater, and okay. I remember driving home, and it was like midnight, and I'm like, I hope I make it home.
Oh, geez. Was that when you had Gary's car?
My little Saturn SL1.
Oh, so it was before you crashed it?
Yes.
So you must have seen it in 2013, right?
Yeah, 2013, no, because I crashed it 2014, spring break of 2014.
Spring break, okay. So you might have seen it in 2014, in the winter.
And I remember getting home at midnight and my car couldn't make it up the hill to get to the place I was living.
Oh my gosh. So what did you do?
I had to call the people I was living with to say, help.
Was this when you were living with Gary?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this wasn't Guy's house hill.
No, a different hill. Just as terrible.
Yeah. Welcome to Houghton.
It was gravel.
Okay.
And there's like two people that lived up on top of this hill. And so it wasn't as traveled as Guy's house hill.
Exactly.
And okay. Didn't get regularly plowed. And yeah. It was snowing, of course, because it's Houghton, Michigan, and it always snows in the winter.
Yes. Are you pulling up or can you pull up fun facts about 2013?
So I found like an internet website about like trends that were happening in 2013.
Yes. Okay.
I realized how just sheltered and like closed off I was from internet culture in 2013 because I did not recognize any of them.
Okay, well then read them because I might.
Okay.
Okay, so preface, before, as John is pulling this up, which means pull it up and not look at photos, we're diving back into like archives of my Google Photos does not go all the way. My Google Photos start in 2014. So I'm like scrolling through Facebook old photos, which is cringing.
How do you find the date?
The what?
How do you find the date of yours?
Date of my what? Facebook photos?
Yeah.
I scrolled all the way to the bottom. My oldest photo on Facebook is, this is so embarrassing. It's such an embarrassing photo. October 15th of 2009 is my oldest photo on Facebook. Because back in the day, you did indeed lie about how old you were to get on Facebook.
Well, of course. Everyone our age lied about how old they were.
So in 2013, and you can, when you're sitting down and doing this with like friends or loved ones, you can pick any amount of time. It's just always fun to go back, especially because 2013, John and I did not know each other. It's always fun to go back and just figure out what life was like. 2013, it was second semester junior year of high school, summer, and then starting my senior year of high school. You were graduating and heading off to college.
Yep, 2013. So May of 2013, I graduated high school. Mm-hmm. And September 2013, I was in my freshman year of college.
Okay. Are you finding fun facts?
Yeah. I'm just looking at... What am I looking for? Oh, I worked at Gitche in that summer. Mm-hmm. So a Bible camp.
We both worked at Bible camps that
up
summer.
Up in the north. North there.
No.
Yeah. I went to a Chinese place apparently called Bamboo.
That's like a really famous place in Iron Mountain, Michigan though.
Oh, in Michigan, you mean?
I thought it was in Iron Mountain. What's the famous one in Iron Mountain then?
I don't remember that one.
Is that Peking?
Yes.
I never went there.
It was so good.
Bamboo. Yes, Bamboo is in. We did go to Bamboo when we lived in Houghton. I'm remembering this now.
Yep.
Okay, you found a list of the top what? Viral moments?
Top 13 things that went viral in 2013. Okay. We're not going to do all of them.
Pick out some iconic ones that you remember.
Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. Oh,
that wrecked her career.
literally.
That was funny. The way that I remember Miley Cyrus.
Well, yeah, because I think prior to that, she was a Disney star, like a Disney Channel original star. And then she came out with she was half naked in the music video. So then we're like, the innocent Miley Cyrus has gone away.
Yes, that is very true.
And Christians everywhere can no longer trust Miley Cyrus. Another one was, what does the fox say? I remember that one.
Do you know the amount of times like that gets quoted in our house when our children ask us, what noise does a fox make? And then John will just go, ring, ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, oh, geez. We can't teach our children this. This is 10 years old.
Yes. It's still really good.
Okay.
I don't know. I like it. Vine.
Oh.
Came out January 24th of 2013. I was never on Vine. I didn't know what it was until it closed down later on.
Yeah. Like,
and then TikTok took its spot. Just
make way for TikTok.
Yep. But I mean, there is a lot of. I think what's his name? Zach made it is the guy that
the one that was on The Amazing Race.
That's not where he got his fame from.
I know, but like, wasn't he on The Amazing
Race? He was on The Amazing Race, okay. But he does like those like illusionary kind of like.
Yes, he started on Vine, didn't he?
He started on Vine. Okay. That's where he got his, where he got became famous. Kate Middleton had her child. Prince George, yes.
She gave birth to Prince George.
Whatever it is. I was not following that drama.
I absolutely was.
Of course you were. Did you wake up at 4 in the morning to watch the...
I woke up at a reasonable hour and just like caught it on the news.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Other
I wasn't
stuff.
Like Meredith who flew to from the office.
Apparently selfies at a funeral was also a big thing.
Never heard of it. Taking selfies at a funeral?
Hello and welcome to the Waking Up to Grace podcast, where we celebrate and explore the finished work of our Lord, Jesus Christ. The Waking Up to Grace podcast can be found on every major platform. And now, here's Lenny.
Oh, it was President Obama. Obama at the time was the president, right? Yeah, because he got elected in 2012. And he took a selfie of Nelson Mandela's.
Because he passed away that year, right?
Yeah. Funeral in 2013. Huh.
He took a selfie with Nelson Mandela?
Because he was in the casket.
Pass. That's awful. Yeah. Can't do that.
That happened in 2013. I did not know that. You know, goes to show how...
The Boston Marathon bombing happened in 2013. That was another thing that happened.
Oh, yeah.
So they just celebrated their 10-year anniversary of that.
Did they really celebrate that?
They honored it.
They honored
it. Yeah. I was going to say they're not celebrating that. In 2013, I don't really remember what happened my junior year. I did get my license in 2013. Finally able to drive.
I think I got my license 2013. Yeah, because...
Oh, yeah, we did talk about this. We got it the same year.
Yeah, because I got mine when I turned 18, and it took me 3 times. the first time, because I got too many infractions. Mm-hmm. The second time, because I drove through a stop sign. I was going to pass that time, but it was the second to last turn. For whatever reason, my mind blanked, and I said, when you turn right on a at a stop sign,
yeah,
you can go straight through on, like you don't have to stop. Mm. But so because I did something illegal,
yeah,
it was an automatic fail,
and rightfully so.
Yep. And so 1 week before, 1 or 2 weeks before going up to Michigan Tech, mm-hmm. where I was like, I needed to drive in order to stay where I was staying and go mm-hmm. to school. So 1 to 2 weeks beforehand, I passed my driver's license on the third time.
Gosh. Good gracious.
I went to a different city, which is known for being really easy to get it.
That's what I did too. And then I didn't pass the first time.
How many times did it take you?
I went back the second time and I ended up passing. So that's fine.
Okay, so 2 times that it took you?
Yes. Here's the crazy thing. So I'm looking back on my Facebook. I don't have a lot of photos from 2013, but this was the summer that I did a leadership development program at the Bible camp that we met at. And I went back on staff for the last 3 weeks of the summer. And that's like all I have photos of on my Facebook from 2013. Unless, yeah. And I'm looking at some of these cabin photos. I am indeed friends with some of these people on Facebook. Okay. Let me just preface with that. Some of these campers that I had, so I'm pulling up, this was a junior camp, which is the youngest. It was third through fifth graders. They are now married. Mm-hmm. That makes me old.
Yeah.
These kids were 10, 11, 12, and now they're married. What?
We're not as young as we used to be. We're
still this is crazy.
Young compared to, well.
Yeah, and I'm always curious what these people are doing now. Well, if you have ever worked at a camp of any sorts and you were a counselor and you're always curious on what your campers turned out, join me because I'm not alone.
Well, isn't it like statistically half of them walk away from their faith?
I don't know if that's like a direct, it's a good chunk of them. One of these girls that I had, I couldn't tell you what, how, they're U3, so that's like 6th through 8th grade. She is engaged to the brother of somebody I graduated high school with, which is like, what? This is weird. So, 2013. They did say, I looked up, if I were to spend $4 on a gallon of milk back in 2013, now with inflation, that same gallon of milk would cost $5.17.
How much was the average cost of a gallon of gas?
Okay, well, give me a moment. Okay, they say in June 2013, the average was $3.63.
Oh.
Which is currently more than it is right now at our house.
Yeah, where we live, I mean, and we live in a somewhat, well, we live in an affordable state.
Yes.
Being Wisconsin. And so, yeah, the fact that, like, it was more expensive back then. I mean, granted, it was probably about the same then. What is the average right now?
I don't know. Now I'm moving on to in May of 2013. This is very fascinating. Here's an article popped up on the good old Google. Wisconsin home prices have more than doubled over the last decade. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The median home price in Wisconsin, which is the state we live, have risen from $144,000 in May of 2013 to $294,000 in May of 2023.
That's crazy.
That's disgusting.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. 2013. What else is happening for you in 2013?
Not much, really. I mean, end of high school.
You started college. That's a huge deal.
Started college.
You were the last kid in your house to graduate college. I mean, to leave for college.
Well, and to graduate from college.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, so after I left, my parents were empty nesters. And yeah, I don't know. I was excited.
You lived off campus.
Yeah. I was excited to be out on my own. And it just wasn't I don't know. I feel like freshman year was not that exciting for me because mm-hmm. I didn't really have that much of a social life.
Did you try?
I tried.
No, in school.
Try in school? Mm-hmm. My freshman year? I mean, I felt like I put in the effort that I was, that was standard.
Okay.
For high school.
Oh.
But like yes. for me, high school was easy and like mm-hmm. I could get, I didn't need to study for any tests or mm-hmm. anything because it just kind of, everything came naturally to me. Mm-hmm. And so when I hit college, I thought like, this is what I actually want to learn. Mm-hmm. And just because I wanted to learn it didn't mean it came naturally to me. And so I never learned how to study. And so I think freshman year should have been a wake up call for of like, hey, you need to learn how to study. Mm-hmm. I never did. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of meandered through college. I kind of cruise control. That was there what it was. I was in cruise control through college and ended up with less than a, somewhere in between a C and a B.
Not great.
Average throughout my, I think I ended up with a 2.86.
Compared to how you were in high school?
Right. I mean, to go from a 3.84 GPA in high school
how
to
how do you
a,
remember that?
I remember numbers. Oh, that's why I went for engineering, Carrie, yeah, because I liked numbers. To go down to a 2.86 GPA yikes. In college. Yep.
What was your style like in 2013?
2013? I think it was pretty much whatever my mom bought me.
Which was? Still.
Cargo pants and no. graphic tees. Ooh, I remember this one. So at that time I was like actually had my own money so I can spend it on what I would want.
How did you get your own money?
Just working. So I did worked at a camp during the summer and then I remember because that was the first job I ever had. Mm-hmm. Or maybe it was like my junior year into my senior year of high school. It was the first time I had my job. Still didn't learn. I like blew all my money on just like frivolous things like buying lots of soda.
Whole different conversation.
Yes. And I remember going into college, I was introduced to this website that sold like ironic, funny t-shirts for like $10.
I forgot about this. I totally forgot about this.
And I had so many of those.
So many of them.
I love them. I remember there's one t-shirt that said that had a cow and a milk carton on it. And it said the cow was looking at the carton saying, I am your father.
Oh my God. I remember the one that was blue that had like, maybe it was like a periodic table on it. Periodic. No?
No, I didn't have anything like that. I had a friend's shirt.
Was it blue?
Yeah.
Okay, that was my other thought. It was like, maybe it was a friend's shirt.
I'll be there for you or something.
Yeah, it was something like that. Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. Oh, 2013. I can't really find, again, the whole photo thing from 2013. But as I'm looking into like 2014, like me throughout high school was very preppy. And
whatever was in.
No.
You were...
Not what was in. Okay. We're talking like I should have gone to corporate America preppy. So like I'm wearing, it was like jeggings were still really in, but then I would have like a blouse.
Interesting.
Exactly. So then I was looking back on some of these camp photos and the camp photos were like skinny jeans, skinny ankle jeans. I had this pair of Toms that I never got rid of. I went to my friend Lindsay and I, we went to a college like tour weekend at a college that's no longer in existence anymore. And I remember they gave out Toms, like tan Toms to everyone, the shoe. And you got to decorate them. Like here's some Sharpies, decorate your Toms. And that was like your souvenir for the weekend. And I would wear those all the time. So smelly. So smelly because I didn't wear no-show socks. I would just wear them because I'm at camp. And I would
wear... Because
it
wasn't cool to see your socks over your shoe.
No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
You don't want to see
socks. Even with Toms, like it's still not.
I think that, yeah. So you wrap the trick is that you wrap the insole with a sock.
What?
Yeah. And then you put the insole back in so you have a sock protector. But now you...
What?
Yeah. You don't know that trick?
No.
Yeah. That's the trick.
Oh, my God.
So that you're still making sure that you can wash the insole.
Wash, take off the sock and then oh, my gosh. This is revolutionary. I just bought insoles for these shoes. Now that Tom's a different pair of shoes. So I'm looking back in these photos and it was definitely t-shirt flannel. And that was like the same kind of style of like when you and I met. Because you and I met in 2015. Well, technically a year later in 2014. But you were still wearing those $10 graphic tees with a flannel. I had some sort of t-shirt with a flannel. I had those, like, I don't know what the actual name is, but I call them like college zip-up sweatshirts. They are just one solid collar, one solid color, but they have like the white string for the...
Oh, yeah.
The... Draw. Help me out.
The drawstring, the drawstring for the hood. Yeah.
Yes. I had multiple of those because I got them at H&M. They were definitely too small for me. So I'd always wear them unzipped with my camp t-shirt that I would always wear.
Yeah. And then there was a store that has closed since then that would have misprinted college sweatshirts.
JanSport. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
You didn't shop there, though. I did.
No, that was once we were married. And
we would go to JanSport.
Yeah. And then they closed. Those. Yeah.
It was so sad.
I had one from Walla Walla, Washington.
Oh, my gosh. That's right.
That one was a fun one. I don't know where any of those went.
John, I donated them.
Without me knowing?
Do you think it fits now? Do you think it would have fit now?
Probably. I've been a medium for a while, Carrie.
I know all of those graphic tees got donated.
Yeah.
I know that. I changed your style.
I had a Mountain Dew sweatshirt that collected hair like none other.
Gone.
That Carrie hated and got donated.
That's for when we discussed 2015, which is a whole different ballgame.
I'm pretty sure I got it in 2013, though. I'm pretty sure all the clothes that I was wearing by 2015, I had owned since I was the size that I grew to that. Like, so probably since middle school, I had all those clothes.
No, I'm glad we got rid of them. And we introduced you to the world of Old Navy.
Yeah. And now I don't even wear Old Navy.
No, you don't.
How we change.
How we change.
In style, at least.
Okay, guys. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode, this really goofy episode. But if you are with friends and family, pick a year, 2006, 2003. Do you remember 2003?
No.
I don't either.
I was 8 years old.
Okay, I was younger than that. Or just pick a year and just kind of discuss what you were doing, what life was like during that year, and hopefully it sparks some really great conversations. And we'll see you guys in the next week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Daco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcast.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.